Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. If you listen to the daytime show, you hear me bringing you that great program 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific, in various times on radio stations around the country. You know, from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And I'm going right smack to the phones. I hope you enjoyed the previous hour. Let me just give you a quick heads up. This hour is going to fly. Here's why. My first guest is Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. I'm just go to him in 1 second. Coming up next after Justin is Dr. John Adine, Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners. But he's not talking to us as a member of DRGO today. I want him to talk to you as a physician because we had a candid conversation yesterday. We're going to help calm you down a little bit about all this ridiculous coverage that we're seeing. One of the headlines I just read to you in the previous hour. After that, A.W.R. Hawkins is going to be here. We're going to talk about his stuff being fact-checked by USA Today and pretty much shutting him right down. Yeah, and then that's true. That's exactly what happened. And then right after that, we're going to go to Alexander Rubin from the New Jersey Second Amendment Society because there's a lot going on up there. So buckle in. Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. How are you, my friend? Great to be here with you today.
How are you, Mark? Great to be on. Thanks for letting me contribute today.
Oh, are you kidding me? I want you on every week, brother. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you, Justin. I don't have any notes for us because
I'm
know we can just go.
I'm here in Pennsylvania, man.
Talk to me. What is going on up there?
We're seeing our Second Amendment rights being attacked across the board by these emergency, stay-at-home orders. I mean, in my state, in Pennsylvania, the governor ordered the issue for non-essential businesses all to close. And, retail shops are not exempted. So gun owners, at this time when they need their guns the most to defend themselves, they need access to ammunition, they need access to guns. The governor is ordering all those gun shops closed.
What about your manufacturing facility, Justin?
My facility, because we do other things, like we distribute guns, and we also have run our web shop out of our facility in Pennsylvania. We fall under the protected classes, which are deemed essential. So I've been advised by my attorney that we can continue to operate in this period. But, there are a lot of gun shops all throughout the state which are being told to close. And that's a serious concern. And, this emergency order is affecting a lot of the small businesses, because like Walmart, they have a gun section, but they're allowed to open. They're allowed to, run their shop. So I don't see how that's fair for the small businessman or the small retail operator. And it certainly is not, ensuring or protecting our Second Amendment rights. I mean, I think as a republic, we really need to be careful that even as we deal with emergencies like this, when we're dealing with a pandemic, that we have to do it in a manner in which we take great care to protect our civil liberties and not have, consequences which really strip our, fundamental human rights, which we have here in America.
It's happening. Justin, let's get uncomfortable for a second here. Let's get uncomfortable. I mean, I know, this. You know how fragile this liberty is, and we're seeing
Absolutely.
It right now. You're living through it.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we're seeing power-hungry people in your state, New York. These are the usual suspects who hate our rights anyway. Now are wielding great power, power that we never want to see these people have. And we're now finding out just what the infringement on our rights look like when they use this as an excuse. I'm going to phrase it that way. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this? Let's get real.
In New York, it's terrifying. I mean, the governor is basically ordering all the people to just basically stay at home and basically saying that they can't buy guns or do anything. That's it's unbelievable. The government's even reaching out to say that you can't even congregate in your churches, and you know, crossing that line on the religious freedom as well. So I mean, if the government's going to overreach and take away your Second Amendment rights and your First Amendment rights, your right to communicate, you know, and all of that, what won't they take from you?
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask it this way: is it even a right at that point?
That's a good question. I mean, I mean, if we let this stand, then we really are basically slaves to the state. The state has basically taken away all of our freedoms, and has become our masters. And that would really be a sad day for America, because America was born in liberty, in the notion that the state works for us, that we are the sovereigns of this country, the citizens are the sovereigns, and the state's supposed to be the servant.
But what about in the previous segment, I had Alan Gottlieb on for the hour, someone you and I both know very well, who was telling us about the reality of the government's interest right now in stopping the spread of the disease. But you and I both know that there are people who are taking liberty with our liberty because they can right now, that would never, ever, ever be able to wield such great power. And, you know, I go back to that question again because it's legit. Is it really a right? Because the Second Amendment doesn't say the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless there's a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's a great point, because we got to remember that, yes, we are facing a medical, crisis and a pandemic and an emergency. I accept all of that. But we also have to remember that in America, that the citizens are the sovereigns. So as sovereigns, we have to accept risk in our lives. And we have to respect each other's sovereignty in this country. So therefore, we can't allow the state to act like a dictator or like our bosses. You know, the state has to basically be in a position where they recommend what the best course of the action is for the individual citizens. But in the end, the citizens must retain the right to make a decision as to how they're going to operate their lives, how they're going to live their lives, whether or not they're going to open up their businesses. I mean, the state needs to understand that there's boundaries as to how heavy their hand can be to force citizens to do something for their own, quote-unquote, private interests or public interests.
You know, when you talk about what you opened up the segment with, you know, let's go to Illinois. We're reminded that the anti-gun governor in Illinois actually, in his order, said that gun shops were essential and is keeping them over, was keeping them open. And Alan actually gave them, gave a guy that he's beaten up in court a number of times, or a state anyway, said thank you for that. And we do have to acknowledge that if the state of Pennsylvania deemed the same thing, which is what they should, would you feel a little bit better about what we're going through right now?
If the state did respect our rights to the Second Amendment and to the right to communicate freely, then that would show that the state is respecting our sovereignty as citizens. But in Pennsylvania, they are a bit wishy-washy on that. I mean, Governor Wolf is no friend of ours. He's no friend of the Second Amendment, and he's really showing it in the way he's implementing his executive orders.
And, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Pittsburgh, go ahead, please.
Wolf is bad, but when I look across the border in New York, what they're doing, that's even worse. In New Jersey, my God, they've taken away all your rights. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know what concerns me more than anything else? And Pittsburgh, you're listening right now. State College, you're listening right now. You're listening around Harrisburg and a number of other places outside of Philly. You're listening to the show and other places in Pennsylvania. What concerns me more than anything is how many people I see out there, Justin, that seem willing, ready, and able to cede our liberties just like that, that are just willing to say give it up and give it away, and siding with the fact that they want government to take care of them. And I'm worried about how we come out on this on the other end of this, with the government owning bits of businesses that they've lent money to. Sure. I mean, shit, heavens. So please tell us, give us, in the last minute and a half that we have, give us some advice.
There is a silver lining to all of this, though. The silver lining is, because of this emergency, I mean, thousands and thousands of people throughout the country, millions probably, who didn't own have guns or didn't want to have guns have changed their mind and are flooding the gun stores.
I'm going to have to stop you right there, Justin. I hate to do it, but we're getting ready to take a break. Shanto, how much time do we have? Oh, that gives that. Justin, you're going to come back next week. Can I make it a promise from you?
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. You stay safe up there and keep fighting the good fight. You know we got your back, and I know you got our back. We'll be back with Dr. John Adine, Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners. But he's coming in as a physician to kind of keep us a level head. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
CAR, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. CAR Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Damn right, that's true. That's absolutely true. Derek and the crew over at Defender Coffee, I just got my other bags of the organic Freedom Roast delivered yesterday. We were out. My wife's been drinking it now, so that means I had to double up because she drinks more coffee than I do. And it came in yesterday, and it's true, DefenderCoffee.com. And as you heard Alan Gottlieb say, with all of the lawsuits, did you hear the amount? A ton of them. But we need the financing right now, and what are very tough times, no doubt. You can drink coffee and donate to the Second Amendment Foundation. It's that simple at DefenderCoffee.com. Do our part here to help each other out. All of us, believe me. I know how everybody's feeling. I'm no different than you. Let's go right smack to the phones, Dr. John Adeen. And I'm not going to say he's with Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, even though he is, and I just did. John, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm on call this weekend, and things have been fairly quiet, knock on wood. Only had one broken elbow to fix so far this weekend, so not too bad.
But I want to point out, you're on call. You're on call at a hospital. You're a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
You work in a doctor's office. That's what you do. You and I had had a fairly frank conversation yesterday. And I gave you some numbers, and I want you to tell listeners what you told me, and that is in the scheme of 7.7 billion people, that this coverage is what?
Oh, it's a little bit overblown. It's certainly, the only thing you see on the news and on the here on the radio is, COVID-19 and, the coronavirus and all this kind of stuff. It's not to say that it's not a significant problem, but it's in localized areas. If you live in a big city, you should be worried. The county that I live in, which has San Antonio, we have 24 cases. We just had our first death today, an 80-year-old lady that had, multiple risk factors. And those are the people that are most likely going to die, or the people with multiple risk factors. The problem is we're not getting enough testing done. We don't really know who's got it and who doesn't. So how are you supposed to isolate the virus if you're not testing? And that's the big issue right now. I don't know. And so what we're going to do in my office, the first thing we're going to do is we're checking people's temperatures when they come in, parents and kids. And we're going to try to reduce the number of kids that come into our office. The other thing is all of us are going to wear masks because it doesn't stop us from getting the virus, but it may, if we do have the virus, it may help us stop from spreading it because it's mostly a droplet to surface type of transmission. And so those are a couple of small things that we're doing. We're actually not seeing routine patients. We're just seeing, fracture follow-ups and stuff that's a little bit more urgent, stuff that we can't put off. And we're even, we've even done a little telemedicine. And for the patients that we don't necessarily have to see, in the office, we can, check range of motion. We can look at wounds. We can do all that stuff, telemedicine. So we're using technology. We're trying to be a little innovative, but we got to, we have to take care of the kids. And so that's what we're doing.
I want to point out to listeners that, John, you just, and thank you for this, but you just took care of my nephew a couple weeks ago who came out to see you, and you fixed his broken, really broken arm, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did.
And that would have been a case that you would have seen. Yeah, and you would have seen that case now because if he had come out to you even in circumstances today. Now, John, we're seeing, obviously, it's easy to fall victim to this hysterical coverage. My advice has been get your face out of this coverage all day long. John, they're telling you about it even in stories that have nothing to do with it. I just read one, and in the essence of time, I won't read it to you now. I think I covered it with you yesterday, but...
Well,
What's your advice? What's your advice as a physician for people right now and as gun owners, because we should all be prepared? Give us your professional advice as a physician and as a gun owner, what we should be doing right now.
Well, the most important thing is don't necessarily go out and have close physical contact with people. Wash your hands with warm soap and water for like 20 seconds, or use the hand sanitizer. It's not as good, but it's better than nothing. Clean surfaces with either bleach solution or, any of these commercially available cleaning soap solutions, because that's where the virus lives, okay? And, talk about don't touch your face and all that kind of stuff. People are going to do that regardless. That's the way things are. masks probably aren't going to help you not get the virus. If you're going to get it, you're probably going to get it through a mask. And that's one of the problems with healthcare workers, because even with the N95 masks, you know, there have been healthcare workers that have gotten it, and they may have gotten it at home. You don't know. They didn't necessarily get it at the hospital. They may have gotten it from their family members. But
how
is
this spreading so rapidly? How is this spreading so rapidly? Well, I mean, obviously, you said it's localized. Not every, you know, but every state has cases of it. How is it spreading so rapidly, John?
Well, it's because you're shedding virus before you're even symptomatic. And so the most common symptom is fever. That's the thing that most of us are looking for, but also like a dry cough. Also, maybe 40% of the cases have some kind of gastrointestinal thing, either diarrhea or abdominal pain and nausea, vomiting. And, you know, most of this is through droplet, although you can get aerosolized virus if you're like under like in the hospital, if you're doing a bronchoscopy or something like that, you can aerosolize the virus, and breathing it in directly, you will get it too. Also, you can get fecal oral contamination. So if the guy preparing your food doesn't wash his hands and he's got it, he may be able to contaminate your food, and then you're going to get it. So you have to
Could have lived without that, even though we knew that to be the case. We could have. It is what it is. You're right, John. Here's something. Another question for you, because you and I, again, we spoke about this yesterday on a personal call, and that is flu. I made a question to you. We talked about how many deaths there were in America just in 2018 alone, 162.21 deaths per day from the flu in America. And the flu, the key is only around about 6 months. It's seasonal. That's why we get shots around October. Is this seasonal, too? Are we going to see the same thing?
Well, we don't know, because it's a new virus. But I wouldn't be surprised if it does, and I suspect that there's going to be different strains of it. It's going to mutate. That's what viruses do. That's how they tend to hang on. I suspect that when the temperature starts getting warmer, I think they're going to become less viable on surfaces. And so the number of people infected. You know, there was a cruise ship that had 3,300 people on board with one COVID-19 person on board. And so they isolated the ship for a couple of weeks, and out of the 3,300 people, only 770 something people developed positive, coronavirus blood test. The rest of the people didn't contract the virus, even though they were in a closed situation on a ship. And about 0.8% fatality rate in the elderly on that ship, because of course a lot of cruise ships have a lot of elderly people on it. But that's a perfect test tube to see what the natural history of this thing is in a contained situation. Now, when you're living in a big city...
Yeah, 20 seconds, John, 20 seconds.
Yeah. So when you're living in a big city, you're going to have more contact with people unless you consciously, you know, don't, you know, go places where there's a lot of people. And that's really what the main thing is right now, because the cat's out of the bottle. What we're trying to do is slow down the curve, and so that we don't have a big spike of cases.
John, real quick, yes
stuff.
Or no? Are we all going to wind up eating our neighbors, and then the people who had it and survived it are going to be the only ones living and have to stab us in the heads with butter knives? Yes or no? Real quick.
I sure hope not. No, I don't think
so. Okay, thank you. Dr. John Adine, you know we love you. Everything about you. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you real soon. Armed American Radio will be back. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. USA Today fact checked him. Wait till you hear this. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Indeed it is. You get a great night's sleep on a MyPillow, man, and I love them over there. I've got such a great relationship with all of them, including Mike Lindell himself. They are wonderful people. Please support them. They support us. That's how the equation works. I was just given news that Mr. Rob Pincus is going to jump in the round table, making it a true round table in the next hour. So we're moving quickly through what's left of Armed American Radio. We're halfway through already. Let me go right back over to the phone line. We've got the Breitbart News Hotline with my great friend and my regular contributor, political analyst, and everything else, Mr. AWR Hawkins. He's down in Texas. AWR, thanks for taking a segment with us, brother. You had some pretty big news this week when I guess we spoke a couple days ago, and you kind of, I hadn't seen the news yet, hadn't checked my text messages, and gosh darn it, USA Today took two of your pieces and fact-checked them. What happened? Tell us about the pieces and tell us what they found out.
Yeah, well, the central one was the piece I'd written on March 16th about the New Orleans governor, mayor, the New Orleans mayor had issued a coronavirus emergency order. And if you read through it, what it did is it gave her the power to suspend or otherwise limit the ability to buy firearms or transport them. So we wrote that, and of course, a bunch of the people on the left are doing their usual, and you know, that we exaggerated and everything else. Anyway, so USA Today did a fact check, and when they were done with their fact check, they did their verdict, and their verdict was that my piece was true and that New Orleans now, in light of the executive order, has the power on paper to ban gun sales and transportation of firearms.
You know, when I spoke with our good friend Alan Gottlieb, and I did not mention this to him in the previous hour because we had so much to talk about, I wanted to save this for you. What I thought was interesting, and it, you know, it's probably just semantics, but I'm going to pick it apart because I have to, because that's what I do. USA Today found your piece about what you said just true, and it was. What I thought was interesting about it was they found true that, quote unquote, this is what the USA Today said. Not you, but they said that they found it true that she has the power to stop this. And I would argue that she doesn't have the power. Just because she gave herself the power, it's true that she gave herself that power, but it isn't true that she actually has that constitutional authority. And I think Alan Gottlieb has already forewarned them, yeah, no, right?
Right. Yeah, he had the same kind of thing in Champaign, Illinois. And
right.
You're going to have a lot of people. Now, the people in Champaign, Illinois, that mayor there, she's backtracking so fast, she almost tripped over herself. I was doing a search related to these things after the USA Today piece came out, and I noticed that the Champaign government had gone out of its way to say, oh, we're not going to ban guns. No. We're not going to. So their phone lines must have got lit up, as it should be. If a mayor decides he or she is going to take into themselves the power to just simply end the exercise of a constitutional right, well, their phone lines ought to get lit up. Their email servers ought to melt. And I think that's what's been happening in Champaign, and it's probably what's happening in New Orleans.
And let's take into consideration, listener, as Alan and I spoke about in hour one, that AWR, the governor, who is no friend of gun owners in Illinois, just said in his proclamation that gun shops are essential and will remain open for purposes of safety. That had to be sobering to that little tyrant, totalitarian, socialist wannabe in Champaign, no?
Yeah, I mean, well, what I like about it is she's out on a limb and he's sawing it. And that's what she gets. But, yeah, you know, what I told Alan, he and I spoke about that, too, and I told him I expected Governor Greg Abbott to do that if he came to such an order. He hasn't issued an order to that level. But I never expected that Democrat in Illinois to do it. Yeah. It was a pleasant surprise. I was glad to see.
I was, too. We spoke about that with Mr. Gottlieb. There's no question about it. And you got to give credit where credit is due. That was surprising. I was glad to see it. And hats off for that move. Now, we did have some questions. Do we know that's for civilians or was that only for law enforcement personnel? I don't really know the answer to that. I guess we'll find out in due time. But I read that to be that was for the safety of anybody who felt they needed a firearm, that they were keeping it open and ammunition and things of that nature. AWR, we're witnessing, and I've got to get you, your opinion on this. The usual suspects, Cuomo, Murphy, Inslee, Newsom, and others. These are the worst of the worst as far as gun grabbers are concerned. And we're now witnessing those four individuals in particular grab power that we would never want to see them have on any other normal day. Are you concerned about this? And do you think that some of it is nefarious because they can grab power now? Shanta, we still got AWR? AWR, are you there?
I'm right here. I don't know what happened.
That's okay.
Blank. I apologize.
That's okay. Did you hear my question? Do you need me to repeat it?
No, I heard you name the four governors, and then I didn't hear what you said after that.
Okay. My question is, those four guys are people that you and I know are the usual suspects that hate our rights. We would never want to see them have the power that they have today, and they're going after it. They're getting as much of it as they can get. Does that concern you? Do you think some of those power grabs are nefarious with these guys' past history?
Well, I hate to tell you what I'm going to say. It's not very exciting, but I'm just not surprised, and it's par for course. And that's why I would never live in any area over which those four people have power, because I'm not going to live as a slave. or as a subject. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to live as a free man. So I just write those states off. I've never lived there unless there's some revolution in those states. And by revolution, I don't mean bombs and missiles. I mean a Reagan revolution, a Trump revolution, and they put somebody in office who respects freedom. But unless that happens, those states, they're just never states I'll live in. So I read about them, and I'm like, yep, well, that's why I don't live there. And even tonight, just walked in with my wife. We walked in just now to get an essential for hog hunting, pork rinds. And we got a couple of energy drinks and some coffee. And on the way in, she looked at me and she goes, you know, your jacket's flipped up and my Colt King Cobra's hanging right out where anybody who wants to see it could see it. And I'm just like, hey, it's an open carry state. We just smiled and went on in. When shopping came out, there's a state trooper, a sheriff sitting there. They just smiled at us. We walked by. They're not concerned that my gun's right out in the open. And I say all that to say, these are the states I live in. I'm not going to live with those guys in charge.
No, I'm with you 100%. I absolutely am with you 100%. I enjoy the freedom of a free state, and I would never go anywhere else at this stage of my life where I couldn't exercise my freedom. And if I was forced to for some reason, let me put it this way, I'm going to exercise my freedom anyway. I have the moral right and the moral authority and the moral obligation to do that. And no man is going to stop me from being free. You, Philly, let me just say this. Because Philly is now halting concealed permits, you wrote about this, but I want to ask a broader scale question before I let you go. I believe we're finding out. I did ask Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, two segments ago this question. And Gottlieb, how fragile is our liberty when we can see mayors, city councils, and governors like Cuomo and Murphy and Inslee and Newsom take these powers and literally talk about infringe, but shut down our right to bear arms with what appears to be absolutely no consequences?
Right. No, it's, well, again, it's scary. In those states, the decks are already stacked in favor of such calls. You know, now, if you, I'm just going to say it, that's not going to happen in Texas. That's not going to happen in Oklahoma. That's not going to happen in, I could keep naming them, I guess, Missouri.
No,
wherever.
No, you know, you don't have to. Listen, I hate to cut you off. It's not, and you know, Sean just jumped in my ear. He's in Dallas, and he said, show ain't. AWR Hawkins, go back out and have some fun. Kill something. Enjoy those pork rinds, baby. I'll talk to you in a little while. Be back after this with Alexander Ruby and pork rinds and pulling a hog hunt. You gotta love it because they are essential for hog hunt. You know what I mean.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To to hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Wow, what a dynamite show so far. Good heavens, I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Chock full of information. All of our sponsors, please, I'm going to run down really quick. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Brad Primo will be here in the next hour. A huge roundtable coming up after this segment. North American Arms, Second Amendment Foundation. I've already gotten emails from some of you who have donated. I saw one is 500 already to the Second Amendment Foundation. God's work that Alan Gottlieb is doing over there. I saw 100 and a couple others. So please keep it coming. SAF.org, MyPillow.com. Buy one, sleep, and support the Second Amendment on a great pillow. Crossbreed, you need the best holster in the country? Crossbreed, the Super Tuck, wrote the book. They're 10 to 14 days out on shipping. But they're working, and they're trying to ramp up as much production as they can to keep up with your orders. Second Amendment Foundation, as I just mentioned, supply company, supply, getsupply.com, shave and support the Second Amendment. It's so relaxing. It really, truly is. I love their products. So getsupply.com. Emerson Knives, you need a blade right now? Family-run business. Virtually every one of our Spec Ops guys carry an Emerson knife or two. There's a reason for that. My gosh. And don't forget, of course, we just talked with Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms, North American Arms. And again, I want to mention gunbroker.com. Free. Anything you need, you can find over at Gunbroker. That's a fact. Gunbroker.com. DefenderCoffee.com. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I could just... They're all great. Support them. Alexander Ruby and Second Amendment Foundation. Dude, you got your hands full up there in Jersey now with Murphy. What the heck is going on?
It's been absolutely insane. They are doing everything in their power. They're exploiting every opportunity possible to disguise the infringements of the Second Amendment as something they like to call public safety.
You spoke with Mr. Gottlieb. We talked about it in the first hour. What can you tell us?
Well, at this time, they stopped all background checks from being done at FFLs. So not only did they stop background checks from the government side, they also required all FFLs, all gun stores, all gun ranges to close effective immediately. So our rights to exercise the Second Amendment and to protect ourselves are now being completely stopped by the state.
And I got to say, it's bad enough in Jersey anyway. What's the process you have to go through to even buy a gun? So let me put in, this is very important. There's a method to my madness here, Alexander, because I want to take you down a road. I know you know me well enough to know that I'm going to do that with you. But the process that you have to go, if I live in New Jersey right now and I'm panicking because I'm seeing hysterical coverage of the world falling apart, and I'm really truly believing that I'm going to wind up eating people and have a butter knife stuck in my head in order to really kill me because of what this coverage I'm seeing, and I decide I want to buy a gun in order to protect myself from those zombies, can I walk into any Jersey store, assuming this wasn't happening, and buy a gun today?
No, you can't, and that's the craziness. I mean, we could talk about this for an hour. Real quick, you had to go to the police department. You had to fill out paperwork. You had to do back, you know, you had to fill things out online. Then the police take between 2 months, and some people wait up to 8, 9, 10, even some people wait up to a year long for the government of New Jersey to approve their permit and claim that they're now deemed safe to own a firearm. Then you pick up the paperwork from the police department when they say you can come by, which sometimes you can wait extra days, extra weeks, to go to the FFL, to go to the gun store, for them to run an entire background check all over again, which at last that I checked, they were delayed over 3 days. So you have to go to the gun store, fill out the paperwork again, submit your background check, even though you just came from the police department, and have to wait up. Some people are waiting over 3 days for the state police to once again authorize the transaction to occur, and then you have to go back and pick up your firearm. That's the insanity of New Jersey's firearm process. People are flipping out. It's actually comical hearing a bunch of left-wing liberals calling us up saying, what do you mean I can't buy a gun on the internet?
Exactly.
I thought I could just order it and get it right away.
You're getting those calls, aren't you?
Of course we're getting those calls. And we explained to
that's
them,
a little
no.
bit of schadenfreude, though, brother. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not going to shy away from that. If you're a stupid liberal that felt, then you've been, and I mean that personally. If you're a stupid liberal that's been out there all over Twitter and everything else yelling about how people can buy guns on the internet, a little bit of schadenfreude come to find out that you can't buy crap on the internet. Too bad for you, idiot. I'm sorry. I had to take that opportunity. And I know that made you feel good, too, because it
reduced
my stress
a little
bit.
We might get about 100 people a month visiting our How to Buy a Gun page on our website. In the past 3 days, we had over 17,000 unique visitors coming to that page to learn how to buy a gun. Over 17,000 unique visitors coming in and calling us and then emailing us. Every gun store, every sponsor, every gun range that we've talked to, that they're getting packed, they're selling out. I made a video a couple of days ago I posted on our social media, walls completely empty, where they used to be lined up with modern sporting rifles and all types of guns are completely sold out. And, you know, in one way, I'm kind of happy this is happening because they're realizing that the government does not have the responsibility to protect you, and that's also reinforced with the policy our governor put out saying that nonviolent instances of burglary and so forth, and he had a list of crimes that they designed as non-priority. So your house could be getting robbed, and as long as you're not being attacked, the police have no obligation to come and protect you and to come stop it because they don't consider that a priority. They've actually come out and said it that, well, we're over our head on this. We have limited resources. If these instances of nonviolent crimes are occurring, you don't have to go out. You know, put it on a waiting list of some sort. So people are waking up. They're realizing why the Second Amendment is so important. But at the same time, the government has shut down our ability to exercise that right, to be proficient in that right, meaning we can't go to the gun ranges and train and practice. Newbies can't be taking classes anymore. You can't go buy a gun. You can't get the background check to get approved to buy a gun. They've infringed and stopped every aspect of being able to exercise the Second Amendment right. And that's why you guys should never, ever support more gun control in your states that have normal regulations.
More people are screaming for more guns, not more gun control right now. Shannon Watts is silent. The Moms Demand Action are being looked at as the buffoons that they are and outed for the liars and charlatans and the lies that they've been perpetrating for decades in this country. And most of them who find out, and you know there's liberals out there that are out there screaming and yelling about all these, you know, that now want a gun, because you know how they feel. It's okay for them, just not for you, that now can't get one. Too bad for you. Too bad for you. Now, and I hate that because I want you to be able to protect and defend yourself and your family. However, if that's the way you think, too bad for you. A little bit of schadenfreude goes a long way. I don't mind it at all.
Exactly.
No sympathy for that. These people have been fighting us for so many years. Good for them. Too bad for them. I couldn't care less. Go ahead, real quick.
It's even worse is the insanity that they close down gun stores, close down gun ranges, calling them non-essential. However, they are allowing home improvement stores to stay open. They're allowing liquor stores to stay open. And I'm not saying that I want my liquor stores closed. You know, I want to enjoy my glass of wine, you know, tomorrow night. But the fact that they put that as a priority over a constitutional right, it shows the mindset.
Yeah, here's the problem. Alex, I got to stop you because the music means we're getting ready to leave. I hate to do it, but I got to tell you right now, and I know you know this. Boy, I'm going to run out of time. I'm going to have to bring it up in the next segment, unfortunately. That's too bad. Alexander Rubian, NJ2AS.org, right? NJ2AS.org.
Yes,
join them. Fight the fight with them. And if you're one of those liberals that can't get a gun and want one and you've been fighting us for all these years, too bad for you. Coming up in the next hour, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. Brad Primo, Neil McCabe, Rob Pincus is jumping in. Oh no. And the student of the gun, Paul Markle, back after this.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.